Sydney's Gig Buddies will be turning 6 this Saturday. So to talk about the program and birthday celebrations, we are joined by the CEO of ACL Disability Services and Gig Buddies Sydney, Carol Smale. Good morning.
Hi, Marlene. Lovely to speak to you.
It's a pleasure to have you on, and congratulations on the 6th birthday.
Thank you so much.
So where did this idea come from to start Gig Buddies 6 years ago?
Okay, so about a year prior to that, so probably at least 7 years ago, I was in Birmingham in the UK at a disability conference, and I met a group of people from Brighton in Sussex who from an organisation called Stay Up Late, who had this initiative that they had been running for about 2 years called Gig Buddies. And I basically got talking to them and then ended up going back and spending a few days in Brighton with them after the conference. Basically, Paul Richards, who's the founder of Gig Buddies, was in a punk band with three people with learning disabilities. And they started to get some traction and were playing mainstream gigs, so pubs and clubs. And the friends of the band used to go home after the first song, and he asked the drummer, why do you think that is? And he said, well, it's actually because they have to, because the staff members clocking off and they can't stay. So all these people were missing out on music. So Paul came up with the idea of Gig Buddies, where you would match a volunteer with a person with a disability who can get to stay out late. And so really, on the last day when I was going back to Heathrow to fly home, he just said to me as a sort of passing remark, well, why don't you do Gig Buddies in Sydney? And I said, oh, okay, Paul, I will. Came back, and at that time the City of Sydney had a Live Music Matters initiative going, and they asked people to write in and say, how can we be more inclusive? And I noticed in their brief there was nothing about people with learning disabilities. It was all about the built environment and wheelchair access, et cetera. And so I just wrote a couple of pages and said, you know, what about this whole group of people with learning disabilities and autism who also could be going to gigs, and thought, you know, I probably won't hear anything. And they rang me the next week and said, we're actually going to get you started. So that's kind of in a very serendipitous way how it all kind of came about, by chance.
Wow, that's so amazing. Mm. I am curious though, like with pretty much everything, COVID-19 has had an impact. Has it had an impact on how you do your service with Gig Buddies?
Yes, it does. And I mean, I remember when we sort of first, like March, when we were really thinking, and also with the disability service that was impacting us, and we thought about the Gig Buddies project and thought, what are we going to do? So we decided to just take it all online. So everything from doing, I think the previous 12 months, we'd had 64 organised gigs, going out to gigs, as well as all the gigs that the buddies and volunteers were going out, or the bands or things they were going to see, sporting events, etc. So very quickly we had to take it all online. And I guess amazingly, well, it was either going to work or it wasn't, but amazingly for us, we've really built up a very close relationship with a lot of our buddies and volunteers, because we're getting to see them in a sense over Zoom and or Facebook and all the FaceTime and all the other things. We're actually seeing them in their home, in their environment. They're feeling very comfortable. So we've all sort of shared each other's lives, and we've formed this very tight community. So in a sense, it's actually brought us all closer together, if that makes any sense.
It absolutely does. And our 6 years is an amazing milestone. And I guess it is a time of reflection. Mm. What sort of stories from the last 6 years? What story has stuck with you over the last 6 years?
I think just the, you know, the initial thing of thinking, well, you know, everybody's going to really like going out to see things. And, of course, everybody's gig is a different thing. So unlike the UK, which is very music-based, because Brighton, of course, is a huge hub of music, and there, you know, there's five universities around there, so there's a lot of lot of life. Our gigs have became very broad, went into sport, maybe going, you know, to a market as a gig for a buddy and volunteer, going rock climbing, going fishing, going to a museum. I mean, anything is a gig if it's your passion. And I think that's the thing of you're often amazed at the sort of things that people come up with, and they've never had anybody to do that with them. And when we have I remember one day we went to see a band in a pub in Manly, and one of our buddies walked in and just kind of stood there transfixed. And I said to him, "What is there something wrong?" And he said, "I've always wondered what the inside of a pub looks like. I've never been." Wow. And he was like 25. And, you know, so I think for me, it's those things that we consider rites of passage that a lot of people have just never had the opportunity. So you take these things for granted, you know, that you'll participate in all these things. But if your family isn't interested, or you don't get to go as a support worker, then it's never going to happen. And I think that's that difference between having a friend, having a person who shares your interests, or having someone who's paid to be in your life, who doesn't necessarily share your interests, or a family member who says, "Well, I'm really not into that." So your life can become quite small. And I think the thing that we've seen is the broadening of people's lives and interests. And I think the other thing that's really stuck with me is quite often, you know, very well-meaning, because we always, when we first sign up a buddy, generally we're speaking to a family member, generally a parent, and so many times we were told, "Well, you know, my son will never be able to stay out after 9 o'clock, or my son will never be able to catch public transport by himself, or he would never go into the city after dark." And it's always won't, will never, can't. And then a year later, when we do the 12-month review, it's, "I can't believe that my son is actually catching trains by himself. He's on the internet organising gigs to go out with his volunteers." So it's been a complete sort of 360 for a lot of the buddies, where they were so used to having things done for them, and now they're so confident that they're booking things to go out with their volunteers. So they've really taken the lead.
Wow, Carol, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.